The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, treatment for crack cocaine is up by 30% as addiction to powdered cocaine amongst women surges. That's according to the latest data from the Health Research Board. I'm joined now by Professor in Addiction at the School of Medicine at Trinity College Dublin, Johanna Ivers. You're very welcome to the programme, Professor. The number of women seeking treatment for cocaine use has increased sevenfold over the past 9 years. What is driving such a huge increase, and why is it, do you think, Professor, that cocaine is the drug of choice?
So I think that there's a multitude of factors that are driving it. So we needn't forget that we're talking about women and cocaine, but there are a number of two different substances or two variations of a substance. And also the fact, so in terms of what's driving that, I would say women are showing up to treatment, which is definitely a good thing. And I would say that it is a number of things, including the fact that the services have pivoted towards identifying this group, targeting this group in terms of powder cocaine. We've seen a lot of resource driven towards that. Well, a modest amount of resource, but the services seem to have done tremendous work with that resource. And then I think that the other demographic are, you know, younger women that are seeking treatment early. I think there are things like less stigma. We're having more conversations about addiction. I think even in terms of the media, there's been a lot more responsible reporting on that. So I think there's a number of factors that are driving those numbers.
What was also interesting within this research was to look at the profiles of women seeking treatment for powder cocaine as opposed to crack cocaine, because there was real differences there, wasn't there?
There was real differences. And so when you talk about demographics, the age, for instance, is earlier seeking treatment with powder cocaine. And indeed, then things like employment was higher in that group than, let's say, the crack cocaine group, which again is not that surprising given the severity that that drug course would take on.
There was also interesting figures, Johan, in terms of the rising treatment rates for psychoactive substances and ketamine. Yeah. In 2025, there was 130 cases identified ketamine as their big main problem drug. Can you describe what K culture is to people, and who is it that is using ketamine, and what impact can this drug have on them?
Yeah, so ketamine is, and again, I'm just going to talk in general terms. Of course, there are other factors, but so it's generally a younger demographic that is engaging in the nighttime economy or maybe festival use and things like that. So it's very much a drug that is associated with socialization and party scene. And again, as I say, it tends to be a younger demographic, but again, based on the latest evidence, we know that it's quite a harmful drug, and people do use it and end up with a lot of health issues that, you know, maybe they didn't know about when they started to take it.
And what are those health issues?
So we've seen people presenting with a lot of kidney or renal issues, and they can have long and enduring effects long after the person has taken the substance. So again, it's about our messaging. It's about us educating our publics around the harms that are associated with particular drugs.
What was also stood out to me from the report, and as you said, one of the positives there, was that the number of women seeking out treatment is on the increase, and sticking with treatment is the increase. Have the, I suppose, treatment services had to pivot and change, because so many of them historically in this country would have been set up to treat opioid abuse, opioid addiction, heroin addiction, for example?
Absolutely, Ciara. Yeah. So, I mean, we have what we often refer to as opioid-centric services. And that just is because our services were born out of a response to the heroin epidemics. And so then we see this changing face of the person and the demographic that's presenting. And I suppose we need to be careful that the capacity matches the complexity of the cases that are presenting.
All right. Professor in Addiction at the School of Medicine in Trinity College Dublin, Johanna Ivers, thanks so much for speaking to us here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.